Module 7, 7D, Listening Skills, Exercise 1, page 82. You will hear a student called Poppy Montgomery talking about going on an expedition to Antarctica. For questions 1 to 8, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase.
Hi everyone, my name's Poppy Montgomery and I recently returned from the trip of a lifetime following in the footsteps of the famous explorer, Sir Ernest Shackleton. Now, some of you might be familiar with his travels, but for those of you that aren't, he made 4 attempts to reach the South Pole, and though he didn't achieve his personal goal of becoming the first to reach the pole, he is widely known for his heroic actions, which led to the safe return of the entire crew on his 3rd expedition when their ship became trapped in the sea ice. Now, we didn't have to worry about anything like that, thankfully. Our ship was well equipped to deal with the treacherous waters, and the crew were all experienced sailors who had made this trip a number of times. After our flight from Argentina's capital and one of the most beautiful cities I've seen, Buenos Aires, to Ushuaia, the world's southernmost city, we set out on our expedition. I was traveling with a number of other students and scientists, including marine biologists and geologists who were a wealth of information when it came to the amazing wildlife and epic unspoilt landscapes. We were also in the company of some award-winning photographers who were there to gather underwater shots of marine mammals, but were more than willing to take the time to give us pointers on our amateur pictures of everything from the penguins on the beach to the calving icebergs. Speaking of the wildlife, you've no idea the amazing things we saw. On Petermann Island, we came across Gentoo penguins who seemed to be forming a welcoming committee along the coast, and in the water, they seemed to me like an intricate display team swimming around. We saw everything from king penguins and elephant seals to colonies of albatrosses and majestic whales gliding through the crystal clear water. I think most of the people on board were hoping to capture a whale breaching the water, but I wanted a shot of a penguin diving off the ice into the water. Actually, that's when I had my most memorable moment. I was waiting to take my picture when another one of these amazing birds just ambled up to me and stuck its face right in my camera lens. It was a surreal moment. The penguin had no fear of me. It just looked at me for a moment before it waddled away to the water's edge. The worst thing about it was that no one was paying attention, so nobody else saw it. The entire trip was an immense success. We managed to study the wildlife and take readings from the icebergs and glaciers. We collected a lot of data that we will be analyzing when we return to class, not to mention taking enough pictures to fill an exhibition hall. In fact, we're planning to make a presentation to an assembly when we get back, which should be fun. The only bad point of the trip was halfway through when the weather turned bad. Luckily, we were moored at the time. I think it would have been a lot worse had we been sailing or on an excursion. It meant that we had to spend a day holed up on the boat while a storm raged around us and waves battered the boat. It was quite nerve-wracking, but it only lasted one day, and then the sun came out again and we were able to resume our activities.